We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on The Fan Upstate.
We talked to our next guest on Wednesdays. But unfortunately, he said that we're not a priority to him, so he decided to join us today instead. He is the executive producer of Bet for the Cycle every Saturday from noon to 4, America's number one baseball gambling show, if you ask my mom. He is an NBA analyst and expert for the BetQL Network. He is Mario Heron, a.k.a. Hatin' Ass Mario. What's up, big dog?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a great day. It's draft day. It's NBA playoffs. It's NHL. Guys, we're in heaven. That's what we're in right now. Wake up, rub the eyes. We're in heaven, and there's no better place to be in this whole world.
You know, Mario, if you want, I could turn his mic down, and you and I can just have a conversation. He could just sit over there. I mean, you know, after all that disrespect that you're throwing
just,
his way.
Just remember, this is an NBA segment, Lonzo.
I know.
Have at it.
Yes. Also, so you're acting like I can't talk about how bad the Pelicans look and why they should trade Zion. We could do, you know, an entire segment on that.
Okay. I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, that's the whole point, you know, discourse and, yeah, and debate. That's we could do that because apparently I'm not capable. Go ahead, Rob.
I didn't say you weren't capable. That's not what I said.
I do believe it was implied.
All morning, this man, this icon across the room from me, has been telling me what I actually said, as opposed to what I did say.
Me and his fiance, apparently.
We're having marital disputes today, Mario, is what it comes down to. All right? We're like, we're in that, we're like, we need couples therapy, is what this comes down to right now.
I'll put my Dr. Phil hat on.
Please do.
No, I've been through that before. I got traded. So let's not do that again.
All right, let's jump in. Pelicans are cooked. We're toast. They're going to look back at game one, a game they should have, and with Zion would have won, Mario, but the Thunder unlocked him. Willie Green could have made diamonds. He was clenched up so hard in the last 5 minutes of game one and all of game two. The Pellies are cooks. The Birds are done, dude.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Give them credit for game one and give the Thunder a lot of credit, because I think that was a game where Thunder showed their youth. They looked a little on edge. Them and the Spurs did. Spurs went a little different route, though, than the Thunder. And then in game two, look, it was going to happen. All right, it was going to. You're playing in a hostile environment in OKC. That's a loud, hard environment to play in. Chet let the game come to him, except instead of chasing the game. SGA was everywhere on both sides of the floor. You don't have your best player. Brandon Ingram is really scared of the moment. I mean, especially in that first quarter, it was like Lou Dort was his big brother, and he was like the littlest of brother. He was like the little brother that was the accident, and he was like 18 years older than him. And not 2 years. So it happens. Look, you're going back to your stadium. You could probably take one. It's going to be hard. New Orleans is a hard place to play. You could probably take one. But at most, this is a 6-game series. I think it ends in a 5-game series. And sadly, the Pelicans lose. But I do have a conspiracy theory. My conspiracy theory is that if the Suns also fall apart, Rob Brown, who says that Zion doesn't go, you know, I really like being here. And who says that the Suns owner is pissed off because he gave up all these pieces and it's not working? Who says that Booker isn't going to go to the Phoenix Suns owner and go, I'm done being here. I'm done with this big three that didn't work when we had a young crew coming together and you guys decided to separate it? Who says he doesn't request a trade? And who has a lot of assets that you could send over to the Suns and you could get Booker with Zion? And now that's a championship team.
Great one. Who's my favorite playoff player been the last 2 years?
I believe he was just mentioned by Mario.
Devin damn Booker. Mario, I need you to know, I dislike you even more than usual right now because you have just fantasy booked, as we in the wrestling biz say, this dream scenario for my team in my head that I now elect to believe is going to happen. It's not. But if it does, the Pellies are Western Conference Finals bound next year because unlike the Suns, I think you pair him with B.I., let him play on the outside, B.I. play the mid-range, Big Z play underneath. That's deadly, and I don't want to talk about it anymore because you've given me optimism when I decided yesterday to burn it all to the ground.
Hope's a dangerous thing. I just want to give my friend a little hope. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that's a pretty good logical move that the Pelicans could make. And who knows? If the Suns get swept, they could get swept. Who knows? Booker could say, I'm pretty unhappy. He's got a lot of years left on that contract. Now you're not to give him the house. But hey, you're selling a house for a mansion. And I would want a mansion.
I hate you so much. I really do. I hate you. So much. Hey, Nass Mario joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Either way, is there any chance, and then we'll move on from the series, is there any chance New Orleans can win two with the house?
I don't think so. Yeah. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Unless B.I. somehow finds a way to get past the door on every possession, unless somehow they find a way to blitz SGA in terms of just he gets rid of the ball and he has 20 or less points. I just really don't see it. And even in that game, like J-Dubs could go off in that game and score 25. Chet even proved last night that, hey, I'm finding my way through this playoffs. And if he can do that against Big Z, he can do that against a lot of other guys and his confidence is up. I just think it's too many weapons, too much youth, and too much excitement going on over there in OKC.
Well, we had a fun season. Anyway, Boston-Miami. Miami did the Miami thing that we all figured at some point the Miami were going to Miami all over the place and shot a billion threes and made most of them last night. As much as those games are fun for me, as much as I enjoyed that yesterday, Mario, that's not sustainable. You're not knocking 23 threes down a game. Boston's going to win this series in five, maybe six, but five.
So I think it's six. So, but I'm with you, right? Like the Heat hitting those threes last night, that's not sustainable. Like that's not going to happen again. At halftime, they hit a season high in three-pointers made. And they were, you know, obviously not a great three-point shooting team. Some of that does go to Boston where it's like, Joe Mazzulla, tell your guys to put a hand up and close out on a shooter. I mean, even when they're knocking down all these threes, every Celtics defender was not even stepping beyond the three-point line and putting a hand up. They're going up to the guys with their hands down. Put your hand up, contest the three. It makes it a lot harder to make the three. Scientists have said that. Look, I get it. It was a big win for the Miami Heat. They played great defense, as they usually do. Porzingis in the post was god-awful. Even Tyler Hero, he couldn't figure out. I don't see that happening again. I don't see the Celtics falling apart like that again. This is a different Celtics team. I just think what happened was is Heat made threes. Heat came out in game two, ready to punch them in the mouth, and they did. Now, I think instead of a swept series, I thought it was going to be five, I could see. I think it's going to more likely go six. But I just think we're in for a huge revenge game, Rob, with the Celtics in Miami. I mean, monstrous revenge game. And I think that's coming right now. And you got bulletin board material with Jimmy Butler talking smack to you from his couch on Instagram.
I don't know what the line on that game is going to be, Mario. I'm taking Boston to cover it. Don't even care what it said at. Set it at 20. I'm taking Boston to cover it. Let's go back to a series that you very briefly mentioned just a few minutes ago. Suns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Timberwolves, T-Wolves win a 105-93 winner in game two that, let's be real, wasn't even that close. They lead that series 2-0. Like, maybe at home, maybe the Suns hit a dramatic buzzer beater to steal one. That series feels over to me, too.
It's so over. It's so over. It's more over than my high school relationship that when I went to college. It's more over than that ever was. It's, you look at this game.
So dramatic.
In game two. Yeah. In game two, Anthony Edwards, just, it was not his moment, right? Like, it was not even close to his moment. At the end of the third, the Wolves were up 7, and their three leading scorers was Conley, McDaniels, and Gobert. Gobert played a great defensive game. He's not an offensive player. Conley's 1,000 years old, but he's an indie legend. Shout out to him. And McDaniels is not, offense is not his game. And in that, you look at the other side, Booker had 18, Beal had 12, and Durant had 15. You're like, all right, the Suns should be up right now, and they were not. If you can't beat a team in the playoffs where their best player is having a bad game, you are not better than that team, and you sure as hell can't beat them in the series. And that's where the Phoenix Suns are at right now. And it's crazy to me that so many people were so high on the Suns going into this series because you had so much proof that this Suns team just wasn't it, and so much proof that this Suns team didn't play together at all during the year. And once again, Kevin Durant's learning that it matters to play together during the regular season because you play a team that's played together the whole freaking time, you're going to lose. And it's just going to happen again. And Anthony Edwards is not going to have that type of game again. He's going to be better. He's going to hit more shots. It's over for the Suns. They're going into a hell of an offseason with a lot of questions around guys that they're paying a lot of money for that aren't doing anything for them.
Most confusing series right now. Game one, the Bucks slap the taste out of the mouth of the Indiana Pacers. Game two, the Pacers do the exact same thing back. Two uncompetitive games. Both teams take one of those dubs. I don't know what to make of these series. I would like to think that the inexperience was what killed Indiana in game one, and they came out game two and said, all right, let's just play our game again. On the flip side, looks like maybe Milwaukee gets Giannis back for game three, possibly. If they do, I don't know what to make of this series right now, man. Like, I can't touch this series in any way, shape, or form other than putting it on the TV.
I think the toughest part about this is, like you mentioned it, in game one, the Pacers look shell-shocked, right? Like, everyone besides Siakam, and newsflash, Siakam's the only one that had playoff experience, looked ready to play. Like, they were like, okay, this is what's like to play in the playoffs. Tyrese Haliburton looked like he was even close to being ready. Like, someone should have given him a coffee on the bench and, you know, some ADHD medicine. Like, hey, you got to lock in here, buddy, because you look like you're not even in this building right now. That happens. Dame obviously goes off. And the thing that pissed me off too, but like I wanted to mention here, Rob, people were like, well, that Dame game's not going to happen again. Sure. Okay. You know what I mean? One of the best shooters we've ever seen. One of the best playmakers. One of the best playoff performers we've ever seen. It's going to happen again, buddy. Game two, I think we saw the plan of Rick Carlisle going, in the first half, we are going to let Dame tire himself out. We're going to let him shoot every single shot he wants, make everything he wants. And the second half, he's going to be dead tired and become more of a defensive liability than he's ever been. And then that's when we're really going to attack. I think that's what the Suns did in game two. I think that's what they're doing in game three. That's going to change if Giannis plays. If Giannis plays, I think this series is Bucks. But if Giannis doesn't play, Rob, I think this is 100% Pacers because they're only going to get more comfortable playing in the playoffs, and they're coming back to Indiana. I know I've said this before, and everyone's laughed at me, but it's fine. Basketball was born in Massachusetts, but it was raised in Indiana.
Oh, God, here we go
And I'm
again.
Telling you right
here
now.
Here we go again.
That Gainbridge Fieldhouse is going to be the loudest it's ever been, and it's going to be louder than any other stadium in the NBA. Indiana loves their basketball. IU stinks. They're coming off the Purdue run. That stadium is going to be packed and loud, and if you think they're going to take two or take maybe even one with no Giannis, you got another thing coming, Bubba. It's Pacers are winning the next two at home, if no Giannis. That's a fact, Jack.
Nobody likes basketball like Indiana. You made Hoosiers 90 years ago. Get over it.
I completely agree with him. You know, yeah. As someone growing up in Midwest.
Head up to Raleigh and tell them you like basketball more than they do. Go ahead. Go on down to Rockchalk Jayhawk, Kansas, and go tell them you love basketball more than they do.
Okay. Oh, what, yeah. Are they going to want a fist fight?
Go
Who
to Bluegrass,
cares?
Kentucky. Tell them you love basketball more than they love their cats.
I got family there. I'll go down there and tell them.
Yeah.
Mario also thinks Indianapolis is one of the best sports host cities in America.
Yeah, and he's probably right.
No, he's
Hey, I have a basketball question, even though I'm not supposed to know about basketball, apparently. Is it possible that can we get the Lakers, can we get AD and LeBron to just not start playing till the second quarter? So when that burnout happens and they let the team come back from 20 points, it won't happen because they will have started later. Is that a possibility?
That would require for everyone else around the team to actually play better and to actually step up and do what they're supposed to do.
Well, they wouldn't have a choice to at least try because they would be out there and LeBron and AD would be. That's just an idea.
I mean, also, I think the problem with that, too, is Darvin Ham loves Rui and loves Rui a lot, but the problem is Rui is terrible on the offensive side of the floor, but good on the defensive side. And he goes, hey, Rui, we're going to have you stay out there. And Jokic, you're going to chill right there in the paint and just make sure you don't get 3 seconds because no one's going to come near you because you're not really good offensively. And then they're playing, you know, 5-on-4 on the offensive side. I agree with you. Like, the burnout happens every time. I'm like, can someone help with this? Can Austin Reeves help with this? D'Angelo Russell is a one step forward, five steps back type of player. Either way, that. Talk about another series. I mean, we've said just series are done. That one's cooked. I mean, fry that baby up. I mean, Jokic is dominating LeBron once again. And that, I mean, just goes to prove that two stars is not enough. You need a whole team of players to be around. And the Nuggets, Wolves, all examples.
You think Indiana's better than Madison Square Garden? Yes. Are you high right now?
No.
His eyes look pretty wide open. You can see it on Facebook, YouTube, or X if you want to. But yeah, his eyes look perfectly. I mean, you know, I don't see any signs.
You know what I'm very excited about? I'm very excited for Saturday, Bet for the Cycle on the BetQL Network from noon to 4, to also inform my dear friend and colleague, Cody Decker, that Mario thinks Indiana is going to bring more noise than Madison Square freaking Garden.
Yep, 110%. I stand by it. I will stand by it on there, and I will die on that hill. Look at the Last Dance, Doc. Look at the Last Dance.
Where were
When was Chris Bosh when he was on the Miami Heat? Where do you say it was one of the hardest places to play? Mm-hmm, it's Indiana, guys.
And that documentary was from 2000, what, 1920? Oh, I'm sorry, 1994.
Chris Bosh, that was what, 2012, 13? I'm just saying. Watch out for it. It's a very hard place to play, and people love the basketball in Indiana.
And only in Indiana. Everybody else just kind of casually dates basketball. Indiana, only place in the world.
By the way,
that's how
everyone down here acts about their football. It's just different here in the South. No, it's not. It is not.
No, it really is, though.
It's just because you live here, you think it's different, and it's not.
Nah, it really
is. It's like Texas with football. It's like Texas with football. It's big everywhere. I don't get that, but...
Hey, Mario, how big was the football stadium you played your high school football in?
Like, seats-wise? Mm-hmm. It was pretty big, actually.
Yeah, how big?
Probably 2,000-3,000 seats.
Okay. That's pretty big. 2,000-3,000 seats, yeah. Texas has got high school stadiums with 40,000 seats in it. They like football more than you.
They also have a state that has more per capita of, like, people than, you know, just... Mm-hmm. I mean, you know... Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm not comparing Indiana football to Texas football. I'm saying the parallels of Texas football and Indiana basketball is the same. Do you know who the two biggest high school stadiums are in basketball, Rob Brown? They're both in Indiana.
Mm-hmm,
Mm-hmm, they sell out.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Bet for the Cycle airs on Saturdays from noon to 4. Ordinarily, it's me and Cody Decker with Mario. This Saturday, it's going to be me and Cody Decker against Mario on the same show. Hating ass Mario. Mario Harian here is the executive producer of that show, as well as an NBA analyst for the BetQL Network. Kind of thanks for coming by, buddy.
It's always a pleasure. Happy draft day. Happy NBA playoffs. And Gainbridge is going to be rocking.
Happy draft day, Bubba. We'll talk to you next Thursday, or next Wednesday, pardon me.
Or Saturday.
I'll talk to you.
You know what I mean.
Hating ass Mario.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.